You are about to listen to The Light of Emunah, a Parsha podcast based on the teachings of the Or HaEmunah weekly publication by Harav Menachem Azolai. This podcast is being produced Lezecher Nishmas Rachel Bas Yosef Zev. Translation and narration by Dov Elias. For more information, please visit the Light of Emunah website at www.tloe.us.
Welcome to the Light of Emunah podcast, Parshas Mishpatim. This adaptation is dedicated in honor of my dear wife, Devorah, and our dear daughter, Tehila, and Refuah Shalema for Ratza Bas Rachel and Henya Bas Fredel. The Parsha opens, Ve'elah HaMishpatim Asher Tosim Lifneihem, and these are the ordinances that you shall place before them. It is also Shabbos Shkolim. Shabbos Shkolim, every person donates a half shekel, no more and no less, regardless of whether he is rich or poor. The half shekel symbolizes that each of us is half. My wholeness depends on my love and connection with the rest of my Jewish brothers. Without them, I am deficient. Therefore, we are commanded to donate precisely one half shekel to teach us that no Jew can achieve completion except via his friend. Our primary correction is by uniting together with love and harmony. That's a quote from the Likutei Halachos Prikutina. The Pasuk in Tehillim, in Kapitel Kuf Lamed Tes, Pasuk Hey, says, Achor v'kedem tzaratani, backward and forward you encompass me. The entire path of serving Hashem is by way of ascents and descents, moments of elevation and dveikus, clinging, set against instants of failure and downfall. No one's life runs completely smoothly. Everyone goes through troubled times in life. The Pasuk in Tehillim says, Kol mishvarecha v'galecha olai avaru, all your breakers and your waves have swept over me. We see all this in this week's Parsha. At the giving of the Torah, we received the Torah of mourning. Everything was festive and beautiful, an elevated and exalted assembly. People transcended to the level of angels. In Parshas Mishpatim, we received the Torah of evening. A Jewish manservant, a Jewish maidservant, one who hits his father or mother, one who curses his father or mother. These are difficult subjects. The Holy Torah enters into our homes, our businesses, our interpersonal relationships, our war with the Yetzirah, into our lives. That is the greatness of the Torah. It lifts us up higher and higher. Every Jew has rapturous moments of elevation, yet the Torah is still with us in our lowest moments, when we are at the foot of the mountain, beneath the mountain. Hashem is with us in all of our downfalls, and He helps us get back up. There are times when nothing goes well. Our livelihood, raising our children, peace at home, or when a person is just not at peace with himself. It is difficult for him to concentrate on davening. It is hard for him to be happy. Master of the world, I do not see you. I do not feel you. Take me out of this darkness and return me to you. This darkness, this black hole, what is this black hole that we often discuss? When HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, He created a void to push His light to the side and allow a space in which Hashem is not found, so to speak. Only then was He able to create the world. In that void, in which Hashem, as it were, emptied it of divine light, there are two concepts, existence and non-existence. There is the existence of godliness and so-called non-existence of godliness. The void is empty. Hashem removed Himself. Had Hashem not removed Himself, there would be no room to create the world. Everything would be infinite light and there would be no world. Yet, how could we possibly say such a thing? Is there really any place that is devoid of Hashem's light? That is the black hole of creation. That concept exists in each of our lives. A black hole. Concealment. Not feeling Hashem's presence. Any time that a person performs any service of dveikus, he essentially struggles with the void between himself and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. His eyes are dark. He sees no good within himself. Everything is concealed. The divine light is hidden and he cannot see anything. He does not feel Hashem. He does not feel like Hashem is with him. Yet, even when we feel nothing, we continue and we serve Hashem. We say brachas again. We daven again. We try to smile again, even when there is no desire to smile. That is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants. The toil. A person does what he has to do even when he does not feel. Rabbi Nachman's famous proclamation, "There is no despair in the world at all," basically teaches us that there is no place in which Hashem cannot be found, where we are alone. It feels like non-existence, yet Hashem says, "I am with you even there, in the gloomiest darkness in which you find yourself, in the place in which you do not feel me at all. I am with you wherever you go." We are never outside of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's environs. Hashem is always with us. We need only find the way to reconnect with Him anew. Backwards and forward, you encompass me. The soul wishes to advance. Ahead, enough regressing, it wants to proceed. However, progress is impossible without setbacks. We cannot reach the fruit without going through the husks. What is backward? It is doing things without feeling anything, and it is such precious labor to Hashem, Kadosh Baruch Hu. Before every bit of progress, there is so much decline. We do not feel anything. Nevertheless, we press on and perform our service. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to prepare vessels to receive the light that is called forward by way of the work of backward. In the midst of all of a person's ordeals, in the midst of all of his suffering, in the midst of all of his confusion, in the midst of the most difficult challenges there can be, when he can no longer bear his reality, he stops. With one positive thought, with one benefit of the doubt, with one small act of forbearance, with the nullification of some bit of anger, with a thought of tshuva, he can return to his connection with Hashem. Do you feel like you cannot do big things? Do something small. Daven to be able to do more tomorrow. No Jew is entirely evil. Every Jew, no matter how distant, has a small and very deep element in which he is a tzaddik. In that place, he wants Hashem. People sin, fail, damage, and transgress. Later, their children or grandchildren return. Sometimes even they return. It is all in merit of this element. This element stands and endures until the end of all generations. Just as an infant pines for its mother, constantly runs to its mother, so too the entire world craves Hashem. Precisely in this darkness and concealment, Hashem is found. There we can reveal the greatest light. The pasuk in this week's parsha says, "Moshe nigash el harofel asher shamu lekim." Moshe approached the thick cloud where God was. As long as we do not despair, if we only raise our heads at the pinnacle of darkness, at the apex of concealment, when things are so trying, when we see no way out, and we seek Hashem from there. That is our test, our coping. We do not become confused. We try to draw as much light as possible into the black hole. We try to reveal this small element, the tormented but also protected element of connection to Hashem. In the midst of the darkness and thick cloud, in the midst of this terrifying concealment, there is something. There is a drop of light. Sometimes a lot of light. As in the terrible story of Rav Shmuel Yitzchak Borenstein, Zecher Tzadik Livracha. On the day that he arrived in Auschwitz, his entire family, his mother, his wife, and all of his children were sent to the crematorium. The vile Nazis stripped him of his clothing and cruelly tore out his beard and payas. While the uncontrollable tears poured down his cheeks, he turned to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and said, "Yes, I, Shmuel Yitzchak ben Sara Leia, promise you, on my honor, that I will remain faithful to you, you and only you. Master of the world, I had a home and a family. I had love and warm relationships. Now they have stripped me of everything, even the shirt off my back they have taken. Now, my maker and creator, I am left with you alone and absolutely nothing else. I have no connection to anything except you. They can take everything away from me, my possessions and my clothing, my wife and my children. But you, my Father in heaven, they cannot uproot you from my heart." He broke into a volatile dance, almost returning his soul to Hashem, a dance against the Satan. Many years later, Reb Shmuel would tell his children who were born to him after the war, "That was the happiest moment of my life." Torah of morning and Torah of evening came down to Israel, bound together. Just do not despair. Just safeguard your emunah. There is evening after the morning. There is light and there is darkness. There are difficult situations. Life is not all roses. However, when we know that it is all Hashem's doing, and whatever Hashem does is for the best, when we merit this level of emuna, even these most difficult events do not cast us into despair. When a person finds himself in darkness, entrenched in troubles, suffering, in the black hole, and even there does not lose hope, even there he lifts his head, then he merits receiving the greatest, most amazing light, a light that fills the soul. He suddenly feels Hashem and he wants to cry, pour his heart out before him in the words of tefillah. Unexpectedly, he sees a miracle. Suddenly, he feels Hashem in the midst of his tribulations. That causes such spiritual delight. All of the world's darkness transforms into light. To leave the black hole and begin to feel Hashem, we need melody. It is the most amazing bond between man and his creator. Our souls were taken from the highest worlds where they were accustomed to hearing the songs of the angels. Therefore, now too, while they are in our bodies, they so badly yearn for song and melody. Sometimes nothing helps except for melody. It can return the biggest heretics in tshuva. They may hear countless lectures and yet they are not persuaded. Then they hear a Jew in the next room davening shachris with such a sweet melody that it makes them understand what they really want. And sometimes silence is required. A person does not feel Hashem at all, but there are no answers, and there are no answers to his questions. But there really is an answer. The answer is silence. Silence is tremendous. When the darkness is great, God forbid, when everything is closed, when there seems to be no hope, when there is not even strength to open the mouth, we need silence. People speak about us and we do not answer. They embarrass us and we remain quiet. It is a silence that connects us to Hashem, a silence that heals wounds, silence that leads to illumination, silence of emunah. The Jewish people participated in the holy and exalted giving of the Torah, elevated to the level of an angel, but became dejected and their world darkened when they heard the ordinances and to where a Jew could fall. A Jewish manservant, the lowest situation into which a Jew can descend. Yet the worst servitude is slavery to our inclinations and illicit desires. When our human nature and inclinations overpower us, it is so hard to fight them. This is the worst suffering a person can endure. Spiritual suffering is so much worse than physical suffering. When a person is mired in his illicit desires, he has no inner freedom. He is a slave to the Yetzirah that rules him mercilessly. A person may be mighty and rule over most of his inclinations, but in a certain area he can be completely imprisoned to himself. He is helpless against himself. He is an eternal slave to his nature that overpowers him. A person withstands a challenge and breaks his will in order to do Hashem's will. The result is that he is happier. Things are better. He reveals himself to be greater than he was previously. However, if he does not withstand the challenge, God forbid, he feels degraded and weak, as far from holiness as possible. We are forbidden to become broken. We must know that we cannot escape our illicit desires and negative traits at the press of a button. Real change requires long years of hard work, during which we must stubbornly persist with desires and tefillos. Countless prayers. Master of the world, save me from my Yetzirah. Protect me. Grant me the strength to overcome. Without you, Father, there is no chance. Hashem wants us to coronate him in this world. Hashem's kingdom cannot remain in the heavens. It must reach all parts of reality, descending into the smallest minutia. This week's parsha lowers us into the lowest places, introducing us to the dregs of life, but it also provides counsel and a path to emerge. Holy emunah is our remedy. If a person shirks the yoke of heaven and places himself above all else, there is nothing to stop his yetzer. Even a God-fearing Jew prays, "Do not bring me into the influence of temptation." All the more so when a person faces life's struggle without the restraining and protective powers of holy emunah. Emunah in God means that there is a master of the world and we do not get to decide what is forbidden and what is permissible. When a person understands and accepts this, it gives him strength, it restrains him, it sets boundaries for his desires. We need something stronger than ourselves, stronger than our intellect, because the intellect can always find justifications. Emunah is the strongest thing. We must be strong and stubborn in our desires and tefillos. We must remember that even when we do not seem to have been answered, our tefillos are never wasted. Every tefillah and every request is collected in the Creator's treasury, and He uses them to provide us blessing and success when we most desperately need them. There is no prayer, request, or effort that is for naught or is discarded. One day, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will use them for us. That concludes the Torah portion of Rav Azulai's Light of Emunah. And now, as we do every week, we conclude with the tefillah that Rav Azulai shares with us from his heart, his cry to Hashem. It is a very personal and intimate part of him. And it reads, Master of the world, help me finally learn to say thank you. Not so that my back pain might pass or that some deficiency be filled. Rather, from the clear and obvious knowledge that whatever happens to me, whatever transpires in my life, all of the difficulties, the lack, is all from you, Father, and for the very best. This is your way of drawing me close to you, precisely through these difficulties and lack. If I say thank you for everything, that will fortify my emunah that everything is truly for the best. I am not there yet, Father, but I want to get there. Thank you for everything that I have, even the little things which seem to be automatic, because everything, no matter how small or automatic, is from you, Father, and I must express gratitude. Thank you for all the amazing things that other people have merited, spiritually and physically, because when I express thanks for what others receive, it helps me control my jealousy until ultimately I am genuinely happy for them. Thank you for all of the downfalls, descents, times during which I do not feel you, because they force me to raise my head and scream out. Usually this is voicelessly, that I cannot do anything without you, that I need to feel you. Thank you that we have you, for how would we possibly live without you, Father? Have an awesome, uplifting, and wonderful Shabbos.
You've been listening to the Light of Emunah Parsha podcast based on the teachings of the Or HaEmunah weekly publication by Harav Menachem Azulai. This podcast is produced by Hillel Caps Productions, Lezecher Nishmas Rachel Bas Yosef Zev. Translation and narration by Dov Elias. For more information about the Light of Emunah or to receive a weekly Parsha newsletter, please visit www.tloe.us.